Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved. Oh, I bet.
Amazing way. He's business's bad boy.
You're bad, and I like it.
Yep, he's one bad apple.
That's right, we're bad. That's right.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Girl, I'm bad, 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 bad. Amazing why.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Tamar Jacoby back on the show. Tamar is a long-time, 11-year-plus member of our Brain Trust. She's the president and the CEO of Immigration Works USA, the editor of the outstanding book, Reinventing the Melting Pot, The New Immigrants, and What It Means to Be American. And she's our good friend Tamar Jacoby. Welcome back.
Great to be here, Jim. Thanks so much.
Good to have you back, as always.
Let's stop reminding people how many years it's been.
But we got you right out of college. Tomorrow.
Right.
Right. You were just out of college. Right. We got you fresh faced and everything. So tomorrow, when I was telling the audience you were going to be here, I was pointing out all the, I didn't describe all of them. I was just saying that there are so many ways that immigrants touch our lives, and whether documented or not documented. I mean, we don't know. Whenever we're around immigrants, people who are obviously immigrants, let's just say not of European descent. Maybe we could say that. They're obviously not like, they don't look like me. And, I'm pretty waspy. And, when you're around, I mean, those people are all around and they're working and they're busy and they're buying stuff and they're touching our lives at many levels, aren't they?
That's a great way to think of it. So, I mean, I'm going to go through the day, but the first way to think of it is immigrants tend to be either more educated and more skilled than Americans, like the guy who invented the Pentium chip was an Indian immigrant.
Right.
And either more skilled or more educated because they come to do things that we're not doing mostly. They don't just show up here. They come to do things where they see an opportunity.
And I want to tell you something else.
That to be true.
They're the hardest working people in the marketplace.
That's for sure. And facts show that, right? Like labor force participation.
And I'm talking about from my observation, folks, and I've been watching this a long time.
Well, it's observation and it's data, right?
Yeah.
So the data says that labor force participation rates among Mexican-American men or Latino men is higher than any other group in the country. They're more likely to be working or looking for work. But let me keep going. Let me finish the paragraph.
Right.
So they're going to be more educated or more skilled, and there's a whole group of them that are less educated and less skilled because they come to do jobs that are for less skilled and less educated people that aren't getting done here, like washing dishes and bussing tables and working in the fields. So let's just take a typical day, right? You get up in the morning, you eat breakfast. Guarantee you that the fruit and your breakfast was picked by an immigrant. I guarantee you that the meat, if you have bacon with your with your breakfast, I guarantee you that there were some Mexicans involved in processing that meat, some immigrants involved in probably some refugees from Asia too.
Yep.
Then let's go, you get in your car. There's some computer elements to go to work. There's some computer elements in that car that got invented in Silicon Valley where in the middle of the dot-com boom, immigrants were a third of the scientists in the dot-com boom. Immigrants were a third of the scientists. So something in your car, something in your phone, something in your, all those devices we all rely on, all heavily thanks to immigrants. The day goes on. Let's see, the building where you work, probably built with some help from immigrants, and certainly
and
clean.
Look at the bricks being laid. Everybody talks about landscaping, but that's true. But I mean, I'm telling you, some of the craftsmen, I've seen teams of Mexican carpenters and bricklayers, and I'm telling you, these people are not these people are not laborers. These are craftsmen.
That's absolutely true.
You can't be stupid and lay brick.
Well, or that's right. No, if you want your building to come out right.
A brick wall is one of the most precise things that anybody will ever build.
So we got construction. So then you go out to lunch. I guarantee you that somebody in the restaurant, probably the person busing the tables and washing the dishes, is probably an immigrant.
But more and more, maybe in management. So folks, the thing is.
So wait, then you go in the afternoon. You go to visit your parents in the old age home.
Okay, we get it tomorrow. I got to take a quick break here. But I know I started this madness. The things, folks, is that. That regardless of which side, how you land in this debate that's being had right now, especially in the presidential politics, regardless of where you land, the fact is, immigrants are all around, documented, undocumented. They're all around us. They're part of the fabric of our life now, and we have to deal with that reality. Quick break. Right back with Tamar Jacoby. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.